Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
All right.
So, Erin, have you thought of any ways to help people yet? 有想到任何帮助别人的方法了吗?
I did, actually. I just thought of one.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, I can't cut hair like Josh Coombs, so I don't want to do that.But I am good at reading.
Okay, you are good at reading. 你擅长阅读。How will you use that to help people, though?
Well, I could collect old books and bring them to a charity.
Oh.
Or I could visit a charity and teach people how to read.
Good. So, 你可以捐书给慈善机构，或到那里教人们如何阅读。That's a great idea. Maybe you could even do that at a school.
We could even work together.
Yes.
I could teach students how to read and bring them books, and you could make them lunch.
Yes, I think we would make a great team. Let's make a plan now.
Well, not yet. We still have to finish teaching our article.
Okay. Let's get started then.
A change in you, a change for others.Jacob and Isabel are having lunch at school. Their teacher, Mrs. Huang, gave them a project.
What do you think about Mrs. Huang's homework?
It's great. We really should try to spend time helping others.
I agree. How about giving away our old clothes?
Sounds good, but we can do more. Let's give away books or plant trees.
You're right. We should help make a change.
Exactly.We could start a soup kitchen.
That's a good idea. They're not very common in Taiwan.
We can work together with different restaurants, too.
Maybe they have extra food. We can put that to good use.
Also, this is a great way to share hashtag do something for nothing around.
Word power!
Homework. Homework. I'm so happy today because my teacher didn't give me any homework. I'm so happy today because my teacher didn't give me any homework. Agree. 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 Agreed. Agreed.I agree with Rachel. That movie was terrible. I agree with Rachel. That movie was terrible. Plant. Plant. The government wants to plant more trees around the city. The government wants to plant more trees around the city.Extra, extra. Can I have an extra slice of cheese in my sandwich, please? Can I have an extra slice of cheese in my sandwich, please?
First, we're going to find out where Jacob and Isabel are and what they're doing. The article says, Jacob and Isabel are having lunch at school.Their teacher, Mrs. Huang, gave them a project.
今天的文章背景呢是 Jacob 和 Isabel 正在学校吃午餐。他们老师黄老师给他们了一项作业。
All right. What are Jacob and Isabel talking about? Jacob says, What do you think about Mrs. Huang's homework?
Jacob 先说啊，你觉得黄老师出的作业怎么样呢？
All right, I hear a word in that sentence that I don't like very much. The noun, homework. Now, the word is spelled H-O-M-E-W-O-R-K. It's two different words put together into one to make homework. Let's find out a little bit more about it. All right, so we're looking at the noun homework. Homework is work that a student at school is asked to do at home, not at school. For example, we could say, I'm so happy today because my teacher didn't give me any homework. Let's say that one more time. I'm so happy today because my teacher didn't give me any homework. Oh, I hate homework. Why can't we just play all day, Elsie?
Nope. We have to do homework to review and practice what our teachers have taught us.
Mm-hmm.
Homework 就是作业啦。例句提到呢，我今天很开心，因为老师没有给我任何的作业。那文章当中呢，黄老师出的 homework 是一项 project， 也就是要做一份报告。
Well, this homework must be interesting because Isabel says it's great.We really should try to spend time helping others.
Isabel 回答呢，作业很棒哦，我们真的应该试着花时间帮助别人。So here the project is about how to spend time helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
To spend time doing something, 花时间做某事。做的事情，动作要用 verb ing, 动名词来表示。我们进到 Magic Box 来了解更多关于动词 spend, 花费的用法。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Hi, hi, it's me again. Welcome to Magic Box. 你们是不是又很想我了？我也是哦。我最近啊一直在想，有时间我就要做好多好多的事情。今天呢，就和大家分享一下时间要怎么花哟。Guys, you know what? I spend so much time putting on makeup every day. 为了保持美丽可爱的我，我每天都花好多时间在化妆哦。I spend so much time putting on makeup every day. 真希望有一种魔法可以这样子一弹指就把妆化好了。哎呀，说到这里，我就来帮大家解释一下刚刚的句型哦。大家把握一个原则，谁谁谁花了多少时间做了什么事情，我们就可以用 someone spends time doing something. 主词是人，后面的动词记得加上 V-I-N-G 哦。And also, I take almost 20 minutes to tie my hair in pigtails. 我也花了快要20分钟的时间帮了我这个可爱的两只马尾哦。没错，其中的 pigtails 就是两只马尾的意思哟。Am I cute? 那再来这个句子呢，我换用 take 这个字。Take time to do something 同样表示花多少时间做什么事情，主词一样是人，但是后面要注意咯，记得要在动词的前面加上 to 哦。 I take almost 20 minutes to tie my hair in pigtails. 哇哦，好棒哦。对了，还有一种用法差点忘记跟你们说了，除了刚刚的句型，你也可以说 It takes me almost 20 minutes to tie my hair in pigtails.大家有发现其实它不一样的地方就在于句首换成了虚组词 it， 再把花了谁的时间的那个谁改放到 take 的后面，那其余的部分就是一模一样啦。那因为很重要，所以 take 的两个句子再跟大家说一遍， I take almost 20 minutes to tie my hair in pigtails， 或是 It takes me almost 20 minutes to tie my hair in pigtails。好，那最后就再帮大家做个总复习哦。花时间有两种 ，spend 和 take。第一种 ，someone spends time doing something， 主词是人，动词呢记得加上 ing。第二种 ，someone takes time to do something， 主词是人，动词前面记得加上 to， 或者是呢 ，it takes someone time to do something。这样大家都懂了吗 ？That's awesome! Yay! Mission completed! Woo! Bye!
Okay, so we know their homework is to think of ways to help people. Jacob says, I agree. He likes Isabel's idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about giving away our old clothes?
Jacob 这边说啊，我同意。那捐我们的旧衣服如何呢？询问别人觉得做某件事情如何的时候呢，我们可以用 how about 开头。那 about 是一个介系词哦，所以后面记得我们要加名词或是动名词。So how about explaining the word agree to us, Erin?
I can do that. So agree is a verb and it's spelled A-G-R-E-E. Agree. Let's find out what it means.
Alright, so the verb agree means to have the same idea about something as someone else. For example, we could say, I agree with Rachel. That movie was terrible. Let's say it one more time. I agree with Rachel. That movie was terrible.
Agree, 同意。必须提到呢，我赞成 Rachel 的说法，那部电影真的很糟。
Now, do you agree with Isabel, Elsie?
I agree with her.、Mm-hmm. Agree with somebody, 同意某人的说法。I agree with Isabel. 那如果我不同意呢、mm-hmm. I don't agree with Isabel.、
Oh.
或者是呢，我们就直接用 agree 的相反字。Disagree,、
mm-hmm.
D-I-S, 放在字首就可以了。I disagree with Isabel.
Okay. Now, Isabel likes Jacob's idea. She says, it sounds great, but we can do more.
Oh, Isabel 说啊，听起来不错哦，不过呢，我们可以做更多。
So remember, Jacob's idea was to donate some old clothes or、
mm-hmm.
give away some old、
mm-hmm.
clothes.
But what else can they do?
Okay, well, Isabel has some more ideas.She says, let's give away books or plant trees.
Oh, 原来这边 Isabel 的 idea 是我们来捐书或者是种树。
Now, one of those was my idea.
Yeah, but, we talked about that before.
Mm-hmm,
you want to donate books.
Right. She also said they could plant trees. Here we see the verb plant, and it's spelled P-L-A-N-T, plant. Let's find out more about it, though.
Alright, so we're looking at the verb plant. When you plant something, you put plants, the noun, or seeds in the ground to grow. For example, in a sentence we could say, the government wants to plant more trees around the city. Let's say that one more time. The government wants to plant more trees around the city.
Plant.动词种植，那当名词的时候呢，就是植物的意思啦。例句提到呢，政府想要在城市当中种更多的树。
That can be confusing. You plant a plant.
Yes,、mm. one is a verb, the other is a noun.
Okay, I think you just have to know English really well to understand that.
Right.
You guys can practice that at home. Now, then Jacob says, you're right. We should help make a change.
所以 Jacob 这边就说了，你说的没有错，我们应该要做个改变。
Okay, now they're both getting really excited about Mrs. Huang's project.、
Mm-hmm.
Isabel says, exactly, we could start a soup kitchen.
Isabel 这里说到，没错，我们可以开一间慈善厨房。
Now, Isabel uses the word exactly here. Now, exactly is an adverb.And we often use it to say that something is correct. Is that the way that Isabel is using this word, Elsie?
Exactly.、
Mm-hmm.
Exactly 就是没错，正是如此的意思啦。可以用来表示呢，你非常同意跟你说话的人的看法。
All right. So, what's a soup kitchen? Is that a place you go to buy soup?
汤厨房? That sounds a little bit weird, right?、
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a place where food is offered for people who can't afford it.、
Oh.
也就是慈善厨房的意思。
Okay, I get it now. Now, what does Jacob think of this idea, this soup kitchen、
mm-hmm.
idea? He says, that's a good idea.They're not very common in Taiwan.
Jacob 这里说到呢，那是个好点子。慈善厨房呢，在台湾不太常见。
Now that I think of it, I've never seen a soup kitchen in Taiwan. Have you?
Some charities do offer food for the homeless、
mm-hmm.
on the street sometimes.、
Mm-hmm.
Does that count as a soup kitchen too?
I think it's a similar idea, but、
mm-hmm.
a soup kitchen is actually something that's a building and it's open every day.、
Oh.
So every day someone can go and get some food so that they're healthy.
所以 soup kitchen, 慈善厨房是要在一栋比如说建筑里面而且要每天都开不是 不是偶尔offer food 而已
Right. Mm-hmm. So remember in Canada, I said there are a lot of homeless people.
Yep.
Each city will have a soup kitchen for people to eat at.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's continue with the article. Isabel says, we can work together with different restaurants too.
Isabel 说到呢，我们可以跟不同的餐厅合作。
Now, how could these restaurants help them? Jacob says, maybe they have extra food.
所以这些其他的餐厅呢，也许他们会有多余的食物，让这个 Jacob 还有我们的 Isabel 来一起合作。
Okay, now let's learn a little bit more about this adjective extra, which is spelled E-X-T-R-A, extra.
All right, so we're looking at the adjective extra. Now, extra means more than you need or you have a lot. For example, we could say,Can I have an extra slice of cheese in my sandwich, please? Let's say it one more time. Can I have an extra slice of cheese in my sandwich, please?
Extra, 形容词多余的。例句提到呢，可以请你在我的三明治里面多加一片 cheese 吗？
Now, Jacob continues by saying...We can put that to good use. That here he's talking about the food,、mm-hmm. the extra food.
我们可以善加利用哦 To put something to good use, 善用某事物、
And finally, Isabel finishes up their conversation by saying, Also, this is a great way to share hashtag do something for nothing around.
而且啊，这是一个用来讲 hashtag do something for nothing 分享出去的好方法。
Alright, well, I think Jacob and Isabel are really going to do well on Mrs. Huang's homework. They are full of great ideas.
They're really interested in it. Okay, are you ready to start our plan yet?
Not yet, silly. We still have to do review time.
You're right. Let's get to that straight away.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. Lucy, 时间到咯。
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the AMC Game Show. We're here today with Elsie, who's going to be in today's spelling bee. All right, Elsie, are you ready to spell some words?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay.
With my marker.
We're going to start you off with an easy word from today's word power. I want you to spell job.
Job?
Yes.
Job? All right.
Do you think she can get it? She's very good.
This one's easy. I can get this one, right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
J-O-B! You are correct! Yay, Elsie! Okay.
Next one.
It's going to get a little bit harder now. Are you ready?
I hope I am.
Okay, here's your word. I want you to spell extra.
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 All right.X. Do you think she can get it?
X. Tra.
Oh, what does she have? She has X T R A.
Extra.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Elsie. You're missing a letter. You have 5 seconds.
I'm missing a letter. All right. So, E.
Four.
Okay, E's missing now.
She's got it.
Alright.
Our grand prize for Elsie today is a banana.
Yay! Whoa! I got a banana.
Alright, well that's all the time we have for our game show today. So for now, from A Plus English, I'm Erin.
Can I eat it now?
No.
I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
A change in you, a change for others.Jacob and Isabel are having lunch at school. Their teacher, Mrs. Huang, gave them a project.
What do you think about Mrs. Huang's homework?
It's great. We really should try to spend time helping others.
I agree. How about giving away our old clothes?
sounds good, but we can do more. Let's give away books or plant trees.
You're right. We should help make a change.
Exactly. We could start a soup kitchen.
That's a good idea. They're not very common in Taiwan.
We can work together with different restaurants, too.
Maybe they have extra food. We can put that to good use.
Also, this is a great way to share hashtag do something for nothing around.
Homework. Homework. I'm so happy today because my teacher didn't give me any homework. I'm so happy today because my teacher didn't give me any homework. Agree. 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 Agreed. Agreed. I agree with Rachel. That movie was terrible. I agree with Rachel. That movie was terrible. Plant. Plant. The government wants to plant more trees around the city. The government wants to plant more trees around the city. Extra. Extra. Can I have an extra slice of cheese in my sandwich, please? Can I have an extra slice of cheese in my sandwich, please?